Welcome back, everybody, to the Talk Shop season five, episode three. I'm dyslexic.
Are you sure it's episode three? Is it?
The Game of Thrones one doesn't count.
Oh.
So I'm pretty sure this is episode three.
That was the small talk.
Don't want to verify that for me because I actually have no idea. And most of the time I am wrong, I've noticed.
So, who cares?
What episode are we on? Studio audience.
I think you're right.
Yes, I was right. I'm a genius.
Don't for laugh. All 17 of you that listened to the Game of Thrones episode, thanks.
Thank you. I mean, that's...
For the five of you that are left, that's listening
we
to
we have
this
not forgotten you. We just...
That was a fun episode.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
If you like Game of Thrones, it was probably...
I wasn't hating on it.
If you didn't like Game of Thrones, it was probably trash.
You don't have to justify it to me. I was there.
I marked it as a bonus episode.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's a bonus.
You what get your you free want? Bonus, guys. Like,
it was,
don't,
it was
don't
a bonus
complain.
Scheduled at or the regular time that a normal episode would be.
And, no, don't mind that we stole an episode.
And it was like a month after the last episode.
Totally. Yeah, you know. Don't worry about it.
It's been 16 years since we last...
Hey, this isn't a remote podcast.
Yeah, we're all together in a room.
We're live in person.
Smelling each other.
Riffing off each other's smells.
Touching each other.
Feeling
that's after
each
the
other.
Podcast.
We have a very special studio audience
can't
with us.
Wait.
This
sit
week
down
as
in a
well.
Circle. Take your right hand, bring it over to your
I don't even know why
right.
I'm here half the time.
She's like, please don't make me say anything.
Like, no, I'm just pointing out that I just talk and then... Everybody else talks. And then
oh,
I
of
just,
course.
I just sit here. Yeah. Just keep talking. Anyway, what I was going to say.
What? There's a lot Tom of shade today. Being thrown at old Sam.
It's like the last Dick show, right? The guy complaining about people who interrupt him all the time.
And then nobody interrupts him.
And he's like, well, and he's talking super slow. And he's like, well, maybe if you didn't leave a space big enough to park a semi in between every word that was...
I was just talking
people.
Normal. You will rewind the tape. Rewind the tape.
I refuse to rewind the tape, right. Morally.
Listeners will know. They will hear me.
Nobody's listening.
They are with
this.
Me. Are you with Oz? Anyway, I was going to say we have a studio audience this week. That's that.
Hey, it's 100% more people than we normally have.
100%.
100%.
You know that 100% times zero is still zero?
It's infinitely more people than we have normally have.
Infinity times zero.
Or infinitely times more people.
Either way, it's still zero.
I mean, one is infinitely times
right.
bigger than zero.
Anyway.
Good God.
Right?
Now I remember why we all moved.
Why are we talking about
this
math.
Is why Tom moved to the fucking city.
Yeah.
That wasn't far enough,
he cast
apparently.
Us all into the sea.
It's just weird recording it with pants on again.
Yeah. I gotta agree.
Sam you know used to be fully nude, and then we did the thing with the webcam for a couple episodes, and he was like,
And even though nobody sees the webcam,
then I was even nuder.
Yeah. And we've already seen everything.
All it was
and then
just
we fixed Sam's computer so it'll actually
dick.
Work for the podcast, and then we didn't record one.
Yep.
No, we did the Game of Thrones one on it, right?
Yeah.
Thanks to all of the 17 people that listened to the Game of Thrones. We're on a loop.
We really...
We gotta break the
we really
loop.
Appreciate it.
Well,
we
what's
go
new,
back,
guys?
Morty.
It's been a while. What's new with y'all?
We just went to the Quick Trip before we came here. Mm-hmm. And the guy's name was Justin. Guess how it was spelled?
With a G.
U. Or U. Or U.
Is there an H in there?
There's not an H.
There's a Y for
is
sure.
Is there an E?
No, there is not an E.
A D?
No D's. We should play Hangman.
G-E-S-D. E-N.
I think it was like Django Unchained.
There's a C in there.
I think it's too stupid for even like dumb guesses to get.
Please enlighten me.
Okay. It's spelled J-U-S-T-T-A-N.
Just tan.
Oh my God.
Just tan.
Kill yourself.
Just tan.
I'm feeling pale.
So.
Just tan.
Boo.
What is wrong with parents?
It's unique.
Yeah.
That's a stupid excuse.
I cannot begin to, because I deal with a lot of kids at my job. I cannot even begin to tell you the names I've seen. I swear to God that more and more parents either don't know how to spell or just don't want to spell something right, or literally just get a bunch of those alphabet magnets, throw them at the fridge when the kid is born, and use whatever combination shows up.
When did people decide that it was virtuous to have a name that no one... Like you're somehow... Do they think they're setting their kid up for some kind of success because no one... They'll go through their entire life with nobody spelling their name right?
I blame hip-hop.
Is it hip-hop?
All right, go on.
I just think hip-hop causes most of the problems in society.
Little Bow Wow, Little Xan, Little Pump.
they start getting tattoos on their faces. Suddenly, you know, the kids want tattoos on their faces. Suddenly those kids get the tattoos on their faces and start attracting other kinds of kids with tattoos on their faces. They have kids way too young and start making choices about names.
And then they tattoo their faces.
Yeah.
So it's all Dr. Dre's fault.
Oh, well, I mean, I thought, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I'm cool with that.
I forgot about it. Also, to throw another thing into the ring.
Weird names and global warming.
The studio audience put this forward. The studio audience happens to decorate cakes. And one of the cakes the studio audience had to decorate was for twins. And the names were Nova and Kane.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So
excellent.
F you.
That's a great parenting decision.
Oh, I almost told the story before the podcast.
I just really like the Green Day song.
I guess so.
My Monday was a complete disaster. All right, so I go to bed on Sunday. You know, like I got to work on Monday. I have a wireless phone charger on my nightstand, and every night,
Mr. Fancy Pants,
I put my phone on the charger and I turn on my giant Bluetooth speaker because it blasts my alarm at me, and I can't ignore it. It's the only way I can wake up.
That sounds awful.
Yeah.
Why do you live in such a hell every day?
And so I go to sleep. I wake up Monday morning on my own, no alarm. Right. And I'm like, I must have woken up before my alarm. I look over to check the time on my phone. My phone's off. I'm like, that's weird. So I turn my phone on. It's dead. And I'm like, oh my God. And so I'm like running around my house trying to find something with a working clock. Like the microwave is wrong. Like there's no.
That sounds like a nightmare.
There's no clocks in my house.
I went to work with no pants on.
I could turn on my computer, like, but it's off. And so I find my Switch. that's what ultimately.
That helped me, Nintendo.
That's what the Switch ultimately informed me that it's 9:30. And I have to be to work at 8.
Oh, fuck. Nobody called you? Well, I suppose your phone was dead.
My phone's off.
He can't even imagine a world without a phone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so
it's like, hey, where's he got him?
And so so now I'm like fully awake.
Right? Your heart is just busted out of your chest.
I want to die. And so now I have to call my boss and explain why I'm late, but my phone's dead. And so I have to plug my phone in and wait for it to be alive enough for it to turn.
You should have just taken that opportunity to shower. You're like, fuck it. Yeah. I'm already
late.
It's
like late. Another 10 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to say, you may as well just go back to sleep at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, the alarm's already failed. You've already missed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean.
And so I couldn't face the shame of going in that late. And so I was like, oh yeah, I'm sick. I'm sorry. I just woke up. I'm not coming in today.
Hopefully nobody at your work listens to this podcast.
Nobody who cares.
It's his boss. It's one of the listeners.
Yeah,
I'm tracking you.
Checking up.
It was
on
a complete disaster.
Yeah. All I know is that I talked like a very minor amount of shit about somebody I worked with once on this podcast. I broke.
That was the bicycle, the little under desk bicycle and thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, or it was something like that. No, it was something like that.
It was something related to that.
It was like the one time I talked about work because it wasn't even like rule.
It wasn't aggressive or like demeaning, really. It was just like an observation.
It was like, oh, this is kind of weird and kind of annoying. That was basically the theme of it. But it was the one time I broke my don't talk about anybody at work rule.
And that was the one time they listened.
And people at work listened to it that one episode. No drama ever came from it. But, you know.
The silent resentment.
You know, new workplace, you get a new slate.
Yeah.
Don't drop the ball.
What I'm really excited about is, we might get into why, but I'm starting a new job here soon.
Yep.
And one of the things I'm really excited about is that every job I've had recently, they've known that I was going for my practitioner degree, which I'm taking a break on right now. And so anytime I've gone anywhere at these jobs, everybody's always like, how's the degree? When are you going back? When are you going to practice medicine? And I'm so excited. Like when I was interviewing for this new job, she asked me what my future goals were. And I was like, I don't know at this time. So it's going to be so nice for people to know that I just don't even want to go back to school.
Yeah.
I won't be asking about it every 15 minutes.
Like, I want to write.
No expectations. That's how you go through life.
Yeah, exactly.
People expect nothing of you and you always surprise
them. Life is all about managing expectations.
Boo.
He was managing expectations that you were going to suck.
I already know that, though. So my expectations are exactly at the right level.
Good.
So they're managed, pre-managed.
All right, so I have a complaint.
Okay.
Yeah, bring it.
My complaint is one of the biggest mistakes of civilized society. Something that is completely meaningless and does nothing but bring misery and expense and toil and sweat into our lives. Grass. Who the fuck decided that we needed to have grass out in front of all of our homes?
Just get astroturf, dude. You don't need
and
grass.
And that I, like...
Wood chips.
How did that become...
That's a great fucking idea.
How actually. Did that become the... Yeah, but if I fill my the front of my house with wood chips, I'll just be like the neighborhood psycho.
And kids are going to kick their ball in the yard and be like, it went to old man Jammer's house.
Yeah, yeah. And then like... The value of everyone's homes will go down because anybody coming to look like for a showing will look across the street and just see a bunch of fucking wood chips in my lawn and oh, this is, they got a lunatic
it's
here.
Fine.
Huh?
You just put a garden gnome out front.
That
skyrockets right back up.
But it's all fucking like decapitated. It's missing an eye.
The eyes.
Can
all
I be real
out?
Talk with you guys for a minute? You can get away with doing some pretty crazy stuff at your house and you cannot bring down the property value of your neighborhood if you just stick an Operation Iraqi Freedom flag.
There you go.
Where everybody can see it, because then nobody will dare call you out on any of your nonsense because they're like, oh, but he's a veteran, I get it.
So here's what I've written down here. This is my main argument. Grass wastes time, energy, water, and gasoline.
Did you write this in Notepad Plus?
I did write this down in Notepad
Plus. Who are you writing this
time
to?
Time, energy, water,
God.
Society doesn't have time for things that waste. You get to pick like three of those.
Who is this argument for?
This is for the podcast.
You creator.
If you want to make an invention in society, you can waste three of those, like a car, right? You're wasting gasoline, water to some extent, you know, washing your car washes and shit, and, you know, time, whatever you want to say. Like, you can't. It's just a complete suck of resources, and you get nothing in return.
You get a nicely trimmed lawn.
Who the fuck cares?
And you get the new lawn smell.
That bullshit.
And you get the pride of knowing that your lawn
is
nicely
like
kept.
It's like a fresh-ass haircut.
Yeah, you know? I don't claim to know the ins and outs of earth science, but is there not some kind of natural benefit to grass?
It smells good.
No, I mean, but it, like, it's part of the some kind of ecosystem or cycle that keeps sustains
those,
human life.
Those fucking
right?
thorny things that you step on with your bare foot as a child.
Well, that's a weed. You got a de-weed.
Yeah,
grass is a weed.
For weeds,
yeah, you're the kid that finds the genie and you wish away all grass. The next thing you know, we're all on
I wouldn't
a burning
wish away
planet
all grass.
Of death.
I'd wish away residential grass.
Residential grass.
Just get AstroTurf. There's a house near where we our apartment is, and they have AstroTurf.
That
and it's like bright green.
That sounds delightful.
Fuck.
And
it's just an eyesore to look
at.
You
what
just
happened?
Look at it and you're like, oh, my eye.
It's a football field.
I do
field.
Have to know, Corey.
I want to put like those playground, like the rubber chips.
Yeah.
I want those. I can make like a
old
moat.
Tire shreds?
You could have a pond or just a bunch of trees.
A pond?
Corey, I need
you're
to know.
Get scum and
algae. I really need to know.
Yeah.
What happened to you over the last month or two or three since we've done this? What happened that made you run upstairs, sit down at your computer, and type this monumental
my
argument
lawn
against
got
grass?
Too long
a bottle of wild turkey.
My lawn got too long again, and I had to cut it. Why'd I have to cut it? Because everyone will think I'm a psycho if I don't. Because it's not acceptable.
Society
cause
dictates.
Because it's not acceptable to not cut your grass.
Grass is a social construct.
Yes.
It's against the law, too. You know,
it's
it gets
just
over
the social contract that I was born
out.
Into. I just have to trim my lawn.
You know what?
Fuck you.
The bees are
nothing
dying.
Wrong.
Imagine.
I hate
nothing
grass.
Wrong with trimming your lawn.
Imagine beholden to an HOA, though. Like a homeowners association?
Yeah. I mean, that's a literal contract, right? That's the only difference.
Yeah.
They just take, they just...
But like, say, oh, this is a nice area. This is a nice house. I want to live here. Oh, you got to join the HOA.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they're just walking around. Your grass is a quarter inch too tall.
$200 fine. Yeah. They just gave form to the social contract. That's what HOAs do. They charge you money for not obeying the social the social contract.
So cool.
Fuck grass.
Anyway, I like mowing the lawn. I find it therapeutic.
I don't mind mowing the lawn if you don't have a huge lawn. Because if you have a huge lawn...
Well, if you have a riding mower on a huge lawn, then it's extra
Do you have
fun.
A riding lawnmower?
Well, no.
You rich son of a bitch.
Here, I don't have a riding
like,
lawnmower.
Like, I don't mind shoveling my driveway.
I have a man.
Because
fuck
I get something out of way. I get something out of that.
Not dying.
I get to leave my house, right?
You could say the same thing about mowing your grass. You get to leave your house.
What does that mean?
No, he doesn't mean that in like, oh, I get to step outside. He means that he scoops his walkway so that he can leave his house.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like, oh, I get to go outside.
There's no reason that the lawn needs to be cut.
Yeah, so it looks nice.
It's just that everyone else does it, and so I have to do it.
So it smells good. It's all about the smell.
Buy some grass perfume, then. I don't know what to tell you.
You can't. That's the one smell they've never replicated.
I hate it.
I feel like this is all the setup to the end of your inevitable story.
So
where you finally like get away from the house where there's no more grass and you're hitchhiking down the side of the road, you know, Hulk style.
Yeah.
And a car pulls over and it's like a hippie and he's like, ass kiss your grass, and like it echoes off, and like the next thing you know, you have a psychotic break, and there's
like
just blood all over the
place. If you go to like the Southwest, like New Mexico and Arizona, those places, they don't have grass.
Where they're literally
a lot of them
dying.
Don't.
They mow their sand.
The lack of water.
They just have like some decorative rocks or some shit. I don't know.
Turquoise.
Yeah, sure, fine. They don't have grass.
That's like the inside of a fish tank.
They manage.
Yeah. You want to live on the inside of a fish tank? And they don't manage. They really? Like frequently can't shower because there's not enough water to bathe.
You know what?
Yeah, but that doesn't have anything to do with the grass. They live without grass.
So you would rather you'd rather wipe yourself off with baby wipes to shower than
that fucking sucks.
As long as the effort of showering with baby wipes doesn't amount to the effort of mowing my lawn, then yes, I will do that.
Okay.
No, what you do get something out of it. You get to burn some calories.
Overrated.
I really hope.
You get to lay on it after.
Of all of us now, I really hope you don't find the monkey's paw. I hope you're not the one that gets the genie.
I wish I didn't have to mow my lawn. All grass on earth disappears.
Yeah.
No, he said just residential grass.
Yeah.
Residents of earth. Twilight Zone.
It turned out the entire earth was a residential zone.
On the residents of Earth.
I present for your consideration, Corey Jamnick.
Okay, I would do this.
Joy,
fed up
the kind of man
my
would rather
simple tasks of the
wipe
average
himself
man.
With baby wipes.
My wish would be to grant the ability of every property owner on Earth to snap their fingers and get rid of all the grass on their property.
Hey, you can. If they chose. It's called money. You just throw it at somebody and say, put in AstroTurf, dog.
Sure.
I'm sick of it.
How much is
everyone
AstroTurf?
Can do that.
Have you looked it up?
And
everybody can do that if they have a house.
But I'm saying if I do that, I get to do two things. I get to get rid of the grass, and I get to stick it to Big Astro.
Big Astro.
Because they can just wish for it. You don't have to pay anything.
That lobby is so strong.
Yeah,
dude.
I know. It's like the NRA.
I bet 90% of all of our Senate and Congress are in Big Astro's pocket.
Pharma's just a red flag.
Yeah.
That's their cover story.
False flag,
it's all about the turf. That's what they meant by turf war.
When are they going to put AstroTurf in space? I think everybody's wondering that. When are they going to cover the moon in AstroTurf? Wasn't
Trump
that the
said
promise?
Today that we need to get off the moon and start focusing on
AstroTurf.
Mars.
And turfing.
That's a real tweet. Did you see that?
Is that what he said?
I can't remember the exact wording, but he basically said, with all the money NASA has, they should stop focusing on the moon and start thinking about bigger things like Mars, and then in parentheses, which the moon is a part of, out of parentheses.
Wait, what?
Okay, wait, hang on. I'm finding this.
Is this a real hashtag Trump moment?
Oh, yeah. This really happened today.
Moon. The moon.
The
China.
Mars.
Before China. China gets to the moon.
Why is it so hard to find Trump tweets?
Twitter, dude.
$5 to $20 per square foot for AstroTurf.
That's not bad.
No, you throw a couple
shag
grand
carpet
down.
Instead. You know, you have guests over. Have a little mixer with your pals. You know, get a few cocktails, maybe some jazz.
For all
cigarettes.
The money we are spending on NASA. Wait, what's it say?
Oh,
for all the money we are spending, NASA should not be talking about going to the moon. We did that 50 years ago. They should be talking about. I can't read. They should be focused on much.
That could really be true.
They should be focused on the much bigger things we are doing, including Mars, of which moon is a part, defense and science.
Wait, of which moon is a part?
That's.
What does that mean?
Including Mars, of which the moon is a part. I don't know what that means.
Nobody knows what that means.
I'm reading. I'm not interpreting this. I'm just
writes his own
reading
fucking
it.
Tweets.
I want this to happen.
He wants us to stop focusing on the moon and focus on the moon.
I want someone to print out all the Trump tweets from the start to finish, put them in like a biblical structure as each tweet is a verse, then wait 1,000 years.
Like Trump book 2, chapter 3, verse 9. Yeah. I've never seen a thin person drinking a Diet Coke.
Yay!
There's no Taco Bells like Trump Tower. I love Hispanics.
That's one of the greatest tweets of all time.
Leader of the free world.
Yep. Oh, I have another complaint. This one's more legitimate. You ever read an article based on a topic that you actually kind of know something about? And you read the article and you're like,
that's not fucking right.
This person doesn't know what the fuck they're talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody knows what I'm talking about.
I don't know enough about anything to experience.
Is that what all journalism
have
is
a
like?
License?
Is that what all journalism is like? And I just notice when they write things that I know about, or are there just very specific things that they can't?
You don't
write
just
about?
Have self doubt and be like, huh? Maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, if I'm like,
maybe that's the media brainwashing.
I read there was a New York Times article about F1.
Oh, here we go.
And it was just like full of shit that was wrong. Like it just wasn't true. And I'm like am I only are like 9 out of 10 articles just flying over my head and I just take them for what they say because, you know, they're written in whatever?
I think nowadays
there's just specific things that people have a hard time writing about.
Research in an article is probably somebody sitting on Google and Wikipedia. I would almost guarantee that for most.
It's like the fucking the 4chan, like the okay hand thing.
Yes.
You guys know what I'm talking
Absolutely
about?
Absolutely.
Where it's like they just make up the myth that it's now a white power symbol. Uh-huh. And then some blogs about it. And then like every week, a slightly incrementally more legitimate publication writes about it based on the writings of the ones before it.
Yeah. That
until
sucks.
It's in like the
Now
Washington
people are getting
Post.
Banned from Wrigley Field.
Yeah. You guys see that?
Yeah.
So for those who don't know, some guy in Wrigley Field at a Cubs game. Are they still at Wrigley or is it a different one now?
No, it's Wrigley.
Okay.
Historic Wrigley.
They cut to one of the sports reporters, you know, standing like in the bleachers, right? Like he's got a microphone. He's doing an interview with the people in the booth, like the ESPN or whatever. And the guy behind him notices he's on camera. And right before the camera cuts, he just gives a little smile and gives the okay hand. And the Cubs office said that they were investigating to find out who it was. And that they would be banned from entry from Wrigley Field.
Why is the Cubs administration investigating just some one random fan?
Yeah.
Like, what they have like a goon squad they send out? Like, guys in suits with like little Cubs symbols
yeah,
on
yeah,
like,
yeah.
They have a Cubs pin instead of the American flag, like yeah. the FBI. Nice. And they're just like,
they're all carrying baseball bats.
Yeah, baseball bats and holsters.
Yeah.
Listen here, buddy. We don't take kindly to people.
4chan did that to that guy.
Jesus Christ.
The best part of that story, though, is when they printed it in a news publication, they blurred out his hand.
Yeah.
White supremacy symbol.
It's like.
That was NBC.
Yeah, it was.
NBC blurred his hand.
Good
like he
God.
Was like he was flipping the bird or something.
You know,
even
really,
that's not like censorship worthy.
You know what's no. really scary about that is how many like it's not like we just became degenerates as a species. How much historically of our like the things we hate and the things we can't do just goes back to some people pulling a goof.
Yeah.
Like, you know, back in Jesus times, Jesus was talking about the importance of like condoms, and when some kid writing the Bible was like, no premarital sex.
I just Prank. Fucked everybody forever.
Yeah.
No, we don't want to get on
and
that.
And now there's
topic,
a whole million-dollar brand of abstinence rings 2,000 years later.
Yeah, right. So that's a more legitimate complaint. That one really bugs me.
But did you sit down and what here?
I did.
We're
write
going back to the grass.
I haven't seen you sit down and write like a structured argument against that.
No, I have it here. I went through it more informally there.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Yeah. As long as it's
I got bullet points.
Okay,
there's more bullet points for the grass.
Okay.
Good God,
have you ever been in the bathroom and just heard someone crapping their guts out?
Yes, this happened to me today.
Yeah, so I was sitting in the stall, taking a deuce, as you do.
This happens
you
to you almost
coffee.
Every fucking day.
I don't know what
There's
it is
a message
about
in
the bathroom at my
every
office.
Day.
Everyone moans at the urinal,
and
nobody has solid
Dude,
poop.
That is so fun. That's all those people need to die.
Sorry, Tom. We're talking over you again.
So this guy comes in next to me, like in a hurry. Like the door slams open quickly, shuts, and he's like,
"Oh my god!"
And already I'm like, "What the heck's happening?"
Like, it was gonna be a doozy,
then I
boys.
Hear the zipper, the belt, the clanking of his belt.
Yep.
He slides down. Then he sits down, and then it's just like, just like he's dumping a bucket
I have
of water
heard the sound
into
of defecation
the toilet.
Before.
I think it's vivid enough. Thank you.
Wait, like it's
you
water?
You painted quite the image
like
here.
Okay, just imagine you had like a bucket of beef stew and you just dumped it in the toilet. And then he's, but that's not even the worst part, because he's just like,
Jesus Christ.
And I'm just sitting there quietly, minding my own business, you know, like on Reddit on my phone or something. And then I just hear this in the stall next to me, and I'm like concerned for this man's safety. And then he proceeds to pull toilet paper for like 15 minutes, like rip.
Like,
I kept doing it like over and over for like, it's like you're wiping your whole body off.
He's trying to see how fast he can spin the thing.
It was probably like water, man. Like, he has to deal with the splash. You know, probably got it on his ass cheeks.
I suppose, but that was a lot of toilet paper. I think he went through, it sounded like he went through an entire roll.
He just takes the whole roll. And
that's a disaster. That guy's having a day.
Yeah, and it was like early, it was like, I don't know, 8:30 in the morning.
Oh, starting the day off right.
Yeah.
That was a guy who drank the night before.
Yeah, that's the alcohol shits right there.
Yeah.
And then tried to make up for it in the morning with a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That was Sam that was in that stall next to you.
Oh, God. Better go to Minneapolis. Gonna have to go to Minneapolis and drop this one.
Otherwise, news will spread.
Pile in the car.
By 8:30. Got up at 4 in the morning to get
I can't
there.
Let my wife hear me do this.
I gotta be at
I'll
least
scar my daughter
150
for
miles
life.
Away.
We've been married for almost 4 years, but I still don't let her listen to me do this.
I don't want to listen to anybody take a shit.
I think I said this in the chat. This is another bathroom story. I'm sorry if anyone doesn't like bathroom humor, but I find it hilarious.
If you were mad at grass or wanted to hear about people taking poops,
go for it.
This is the episode for you.
Fuck grass.
So I think I made the joke that it was like a human IED.
Yeah.
This guy came into the bathroom, went over to the urinal, he sneezed, coughed, hiccuped, farted, and was peeing, like, all at the same time. It was like every possible body function you can have was just like one rapid fire, one after
another.
Are you
another. Sure there
finally
wasn't
got
an orgasm
out of the stall,
there
was just a pair of boots with smoke.
Yeah, like cartoonish little piles of ash in the
he
shoes.
Overloaded his circuits.
It's like, oh, shoot. And he's just like, oh, it's so funny.
Having a fucking meltdown.
Yeah.
Just starts crying.
It won't stop.
It's like those people who have the hiccups for like 6 months.
I had hiccups for
you
like
just, when you just put a shotgun in your mouth.
Oh, fuck.
At what point?
Jesus.
Like, of how, like, imagine if you hiccuped every 30 seconds perpetually.
You
know the irony is
that would
there.
Ruin your entire life.
Do you know the irony of it is?
What's that?
Is when you put the shotgun in your mouth and you go to pull the trigger, you scare the hiccups away and realize it 5 seconds before the bullet ticks your brain on the wall.
I thought you were going to say you hiccup and you miss and you blow your face off and then you're stuck like that and you have the hiccup.
There's just a hole yourself. Where your throat is and a brain stem.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, the little hole gurgles and goes,
Holy
oh
shit.
Oh, my God.
My God. There must be a glitch on the computer. You just keep saying, kill me over and over.
kill me.
Kill me. Kill me.
Pick up, kill me.
Oh, it's glitching again.
Yeah.
He keeps rolling into the pool.
You imagine the slow roll?
Oh, I actually got another thing now I'm thinking about it.
Is it a bathroom story?
I hope
it is.
Okay.
Well, kind of.
I don't want to hear it.
What is a kind of bathroom story?
You'll understand. I can tell you now, for a fact, what a life of 4 Loco leads you to.
Okay.
Wait, have you been drinking 4L?
No.
Oh,
no. Why would I ever do that?
Because you're a man of
well, let me tell you a cautionary
honor.
Tale, you young whippersnapper.
Wait, hold on. How old are you?
Older than you.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
We talked about this last
episode.
I know
that you're both young or older than me.
Fuck you, Sam.
I'm just a young guy.
Quiet, Grandpa.
When was the last time you had to have a haircut?
Take your pills.
I think
what's
you're going
a
senile.
I'm confused and scared.
Got to get a good lift in.
So me and the studio audience were at a restaurant in St. Paul. Oh, and we decided to eat on the patio. It was a nice day. We're just eating, mind our own business. These two younger girls.
Was it Kieran's?
No, it was Red Cow.
Oh, excellent. Good restaurant. Red Cow fantastic. Is fucking great.
And these two younger gals with dogs come and sit at the table behind us. Whatever. This guy comes stumbling out from the alley with a can of 4 Loko.
Zannies, get your Zannies here.
He's completely Well, yeah, even worse. So it's CJ's.
Yeah, CJ's is the drink of degenerates.
That's the great value of
it. It's literally the devil's the devil's drink. Like it's Satan concocted
it's
CJ's.
It's fucking good.
What? What? Relative to what?
You enjoyed it when I poured that for you.
As usual, Tom's just trying to tell a story about the guy that stumbled out of the alley.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, Tom. Keep going.
So he stumbles.
It reminds me of this time.
Shut up, Sam.
I'm sorry. He's trying to gaslight me and said that I like CJ's.
We'll get to that. Let the man finish his story.
You know what I'm mad at?
Shut up, Sam.
It's coarse and grainy and gets everywhere. Drunk guy stumbles out of alley.
Yep.
Approaches table with
You underestimate
girls,
my power.
Compliments dogs. Is drunk. Turns around. Has poop in his pants.
Oh, my God. Okay, so that's the kind of bathroom story. Okay.
Yes.
I see.
Then he stumbles across the street, and I lost track of him from there. So don't drink CJ's or Four Loko.
No,
kids.
Here's some sage words from, actually, Corey. Whenever I think about buying a Four Loko, I always think of
getting a good pump.
No, there's no shame.
Lift in.
You just say, why feel shameful about it? You want to get fucked up for cheap. That's what he said. And I was like, you know what? Why not? Buy myself a nice 4L for $249 and...
But the headache.
Look, there's no judgment here, right? If you just want to get blasted,
for
go
cheap.
For it. But don't pretend that it's good.
No, you liked it, though.
I liked it because it got me drunk.
Right.
But it was the worst drunk ever.
See, now I'm going to cut all that out, and it's just going to be like, I liked it because it got me drunk.
I like Four Loko.
Anyway.
So, yeah. Kids,
you have to have at least one Four Loko.
I finally got my car fixed.
Stay a while and listen.
No,
just
don't
stay away
CJ's.
From the Four Loko.
Yeah,
mix it with a Red Bull and it'll
be
like
the
original.
Your friends. This is where I turn around the chair and sit.
Yeah, like yeah.
Hello, fellow kids.
Let's rap.
So, you like Kanye? Well, here's a beat for you.
Speaking of Kanye,
my name is Tom, and I'm here to say Four Loko is whack in a major way.
Open up your Bible and read it now, or you'll be dying cooking like a beefy cow. I can't even fake
wicky,
rap
wicky, wicky.
Bad good enough to be worth listening to.
It was worth listening to.
It rhymed.
So marginally.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
So I finally got my car fixed.
Woo!
Yeah. Who wants to guess what the final bill was?
$5,363.
$5,000.
I was close.
To fix my car after some homeless degenerate.
Probably drunk on Four Loko.
That's
with shit in his pants.
Okay, so people who listen to the podcast regularly will know that I use the word degenerate a lot. It's very near and dear to my heart. It's a great word. I love using it.
I can't wait till that one's verboten.
Yeah. So I was driving to the cities with a fellow friend of ours, Tom, the other Tom, in my car.
Bad
Fireside
Tom,
as
yep.
we
call him.
Yep. Ham Tom.
So, and this was like a few days after my the bicyclist ruined the left side of my car. And I'm expecting a call from the insurance company because I put my claim in the day before. And I'm in the car and the phone rings. And I pick it up and it's the insurance agent. And I'm like, okay, cool. So Tom's there, but I'm talking to the insurance guy, you know, talking about what happened, whatever. And he's talking about, like getting the deductible back from the guy. And I said, well, you know, he appeared to me to be just some sad homeless guy. Like, I don't think payment's ever going to come from him. And he goes, okay, yeah, well, you know, whatever. So we're talking. And then later at the end of the call, he's like summing up the call. And he says something along the lines of like, and it turns out if the cyclist is a degenerate, then we can, you know, like, whatever. And I dude, I laughed so fucking hard. Because he just slipped it into conversation, like in the proper actual sense. Like,
yeah, there's a very good chance that this man is a degenerate. And,
I'm driving down the road, like trying to be professional on this phone call. And not just start cackling in this guy's ear.
Oh, man, it's been so long since we recorded. That kind of reminds me, did I get to talk about my insurance phone call here?
No.
I don't know about an insurance phone call.
Oh, you do. I told you about it in the chat because it was the day of weird customer service for me.
Oh, I do remember this.
I had two really weird things happen to me. I went to get my oil changed on my Mini Cooper because I got out of storage for the summer.
Oh,
and
I remember this. Right.
The guy goes out there to check mileage and, you know, get it. You know, they register it and they get it ready to go so they can go change the oil. And he sees that it's a Mini Cooper, which is a German car. And
now a German car.
Yeah.
British. No,
yeah. And for whatever reason, decides that means that I need to know literally everything there is to know about Hitler. He's like, oh, Germany, huh? Let me tell you about Hitler. That's like literally how it went. And he proceeds for, I timed it. It was about for 16 minutes, proceeds to tell me all about Hitler's life.
That's a long time
to talk. Hitler's ambitions. Because he was like stopping what he was doing, checking the vehicle so that he could tell me more things about Hitler. And I was sitting there and I was like motioning towards the car like, I don't want to talk to you at all. Never mind about a genocidal maniac from the past. But that was just the first one. Later that night, I had to call to get the Mini onto my insurance and get the other one off. And it turned out to be this crazy long conversation because I also switched my insurance from Wisconsin to Minnesota finally, which means that I had to cancel one policy and do all this stuff. At one point, my daughter crawled on my lap while I was talking to this guy and he heard her over the phone. And he goes, oh, you have a little one. And I'm probably making him sound creepier than he is, but this is how he sounds
you
in my head.
You have a little one, like, don't you?
Oh, you have a little one. How old is she? And I was like, she'll be two in July. Oh, yes. I remember being that young. He's like, not many people do.
Yeah.
Was he fucking Igor or what?
I swear. He probably like said,
oh, master. I remember when I was two. Yeah.
He's like, I can remember everything. And like for the rest of the conversation, whenever there was a break, he would go back to another story about when he was a kid. So like later on, my daughter crawled back into my arms and he goes, oh, yes. I remember how safe I used to feel in my father's arms.
Oh, my
arms.
God.
Was there, like, a theremin going on in the background? Like, woo.
Yeah.
But just what a weird thing to sit there and talk about.
Speaking
that
of
the
theremin, can we talk about Destroy All Humans remake?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yes!
Oh. Okay, sorry. Video game portion. I'll try to make it brief. They're remaking a game very near and dear to my heart.
I love that game. So very much.
You get to play as aliens, and you get to go around
it's
and zap
like
people.
It's like a pulp science kind of parody. You're an alien in like the Roswell era.
Yeah.
And pox. Tons of fun guns. You get like mind powers and stuff. You can pick people up and throw
them
around.
Make them dance.
Yeah. Read their thoughts, and they're always thinking about
pull their brain out of their ass.
Yeah. They probe them.
Yeah. The old excellent game. I cannot wait. I'm so excited.
I kind of wish it was two, though. I actually like two better than one.
I did too.
I would never have thought of that game again, probably. Maybe every once in a while, but like, I did not have that pegged as a game that would get a remake.
I thought they released it again on PS4.
They did. Yeah. One and two, you could get.
Like ported or like remastered?
Ported.
Okay. That's better than nothing, I guess.
Because I thought about picking it up, and I'm like, nah.
There's a song from Destroy All Humans 2 that I still listen to.
Which one? Is it intro material?
She Changes Like the Weather by... I can't remember the band. It's like a hippy dippy kind of like.
I remember listening to Slipknot Subliminal Verses Volume 3 while I played that game over and over again.
That's an interesting choice.
That's like the most mid 2000s memory of all time.
Yep.
Playing
that's what I'm known for.
My PS2. Can you take me high?
When am I getting my cover of that, Corey?
I'll record it. I'll do it tomorrow.
I hope you do.
Creed is the greatest band of all
time. But I'm glad y'all are happy.
And then
you should give it a shot.
Crash.
I remember the
Nitro Team Racing's coming out.
Ads in magazines.
Yeah, that comes out this month, right?
Yeah, on the 21st, I think.
But this month that comes out?
Yeah.
I'm hype. We're going to have to do that and play some Rays.
Yeah. I'm going to get that plat.
Plat. Who gets trophies?
I do. I only have one plat, though.
From what game?
Resident Evil 2 Remake.
Oh. That's a lot
of
work.
Do to that? Speedrun it?
Lots of hours. I think my fastest time is 1 hour and 51 minutes.
Hmm.
How many times do you have to play through that whole game to get platinum?
I think I played through it 8 times.
Holy smokes.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of Resident Evil 2.
Mm-hmm. The fastest time in the world is like 48 minutes.
I know that's a really heavily run, like speedrun game.
Yeah. Because it's sweet. Didn't you play it, Sam?
I did. I read Box. Like, it was a lot of fun.
Like
5 minutes
or something?
I worked with the guy at Dairy Queen who could speed run Resident Evil 4 in 2 hours.
I don't remember how long.
I did not like Res 4 at all.
You didn't like Leon?
Yeah, that's because you played
it
after Lodar had already been out a while.
Well, that's because it's like, it's a giant escort quest. I don't give a fuck about that.
Yeah. Do you remember that one Disney Channel original movie, My Date with the President's Daughter?
I do remember
my date
that
with the president's daughter.
Exactly. You still.
My
I
date
was thinking of that
with
song
the president's daughter.
I remember.
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
So that's all I think about when I play
I remember,
Resident
like,
Evil 4.
He, like the guy, he meets her in like a clothing store or something.
Yep.
And he asks for her address to pick her up, and she says the address of like the 1600 Pennsylvania. I like. I remember. I don't know why I remember that. Yeah, that's what it was like.
It like zooms in. Boink.
Yeah. Yeah, I very distinctly remember that.
You're probably wondering how I got here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me.
What did that start? That stupid meme has to be based on some show.
Oh, it was a huge 90s mainstay. Tons of movies.
Rob
like,
Schneider is a carrot.
They'd get started and like the guy would be like running as fast as he could down the road. It'd be like
Record
Jonathan Taylor
stretch
Thomas or some
other
90s.
Getting chased
like
by five dogs and
yeah,
a flamethrower.
And like he'd jump over a fence and it would literally freeze frame and it'd always be the main character's voice. Yeah, that's me.
I think that was around the time when like there were legitimate pieces of film and stuff that had like interesting cold opens. And like every 90s sitcom and like after school special writer had to find a way to pencil in art and ruin it.
Yep.
Or it'd be like the cool bully guy that's like well dressed and all the girls love him. Yep. And then it pans over to the nerdy kid and be like, yep, that's not
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah,
that's me over there.
Yeah, that's a good one.
See that filthy degenerate? That's me. I just drove my bike into someone's car. You're probably wondering how I got myself this, man. Four Loko.
This is me 3 days before I found the blank check and wrote myself a $10 million budget.
That sounds like a real movie.
It is a real movie. It's called Blank Check.
Oh, you fuck.
Yeah. That's
who was in it?
Oh, nobody.
Rob Schneider.
All right, I'm looking it up.
It was okay. A film with nobody in it. There was not a single person in that film.
Sam goes back in time, convinces an Amish village.
All right, 1994 film, time. Starring 85% like this movie.
Wow.
Wow.
Directed by Rupert Wainwright.
Oh, of course,
the classic.
The old WW.
Yeah.
He's right up there with Orson Welles.
Starring, oh my God, who are these people?
Let me see if I recognize any name. Brian Bonzal.
That's like Indian Punisher. What's that guy? What's that actor's name?
I don't know.
The guy who plays the Punisher in the show.
Oh, the Walking Dead guy.
Yeah,
Spunky
yeah.
Spunky Winkleman.
Shane.
Alex Zuckerman.
Who are these? It's. I thought it would be funny. These are literally just a bunch of random people.
This might as well just be a Google search of.
I don't
people
know what kind of punchline you were waiting for. Christian Bale.
I thought maybe we'd get some actor who we know now, and that was their start.
George
or maybe we got
Clooney.
Maybe we get like the final shot from some guy who used to be a real actor, and it's like their career is dying. It's just no one. No one was. You were right. No one was in the movie.
Kids wandered onto set and they filmed them for a while. It was the 90s, so it was a different time.
What a time to be alive.
Macaulay Culkin. He was in just about everything.
Yep.
It was a wonderful time.
And now he's like some burnout.
No, he actually recovered and now he's doing very well.
Oh, good for him.
Now he just shows up on the letter media.
Is
all
he
time
still in the pizza themed
yeah
Beatles cover band?
Yeah, he
or the
is
tribute
a
band?
Slut.
Is that what it's called? Excellent name for a band, actually.
Yeah, he still does that. He does a bunch of comedy things online. He's been making the rounds again.
Yeah, he's
good,
on like
good for
film
him
podcasts all the time.
Turns out being a kid in Hollywood in the 90s,
not a great
wasn't
place
all
to
cracked up to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Freeze frame. Yeah, that's me.
Macaulay Culkin.
If they ever make like a Macaulay Culkin like biopic,
yeah,
that it needs to start with him like shooting heroin in a bathroom.
Oh fuck.
He's like, "Yep, that's me."
Probably
no, it
wondering
starts with like Channing Tatum going down the street like with his ripped six pack. And,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like money flying out of the trunk, and he's like, "No, that's not
the me record scratch."
Zooms into the alley where he's mainlining heroin. That's me.
You already know how I got in this situation.
But let me tell
did
you,
he,
my
was
side
he actually addicted to drugs, or was that something everybody assumed?
No, I think he got pretty into drugs for a while.
Oh.
I don't abused think you can like look the way that he looked
and
not be on meth.
He was legitimately abused pretty bad as like a kid.
Well, I mean, his parents left him home alone for a Christmas.
Jesus.
Well, that's pretty abusive.
But he had a whole extra large cheese pizza just for him.
That's a great movie, though.
Good meme.
It's not as good as Home Alone 5, though.
I've seen Home Alone 5.
Holy shit.
They made five of those films.
They're probably still making
them. The series really goes off the track in Home Alone 3, but it's...
You're probably wondering how it got there.
Who is in 5?
Everybody.
Nobody.
Was it Macaulay?
Macaulay Culkin's not
in. Like, by the time that movie came out,
he's 30
like,
years old. Did
they get Joe Pesci? Did they get anyone for that movie?
It's just a guy breaking into some grown man's
house.
They
do the gritty reboot of Home Alone where it's just Macaulay Culkin sitting on a couch with his hand down his pants. Home Alone again.
Oh, fuck. Now I have to look up Home Alone 5. Starring literally nobody. All right, carry on.
I don't know where...
That looks like the same group.
Ed Asner was in it.
Okay.
Why was Ed Asner in that?
I don't know. He played Mr. Carson. Who the fuck
that's
that
probably
is.
The old guy.
Yeah, the creepy neighbor.
Yeah. But who's not actually creepy.
Yeah, ignore
he's
me.
The hero in the end.
I was going to say he's the hero.
Just starts hitting people with shovels.
Gets a shotgun, starts blowing holes in people.
Does that happen in the first one?
Yeah.
I don't remember that part.
Crazy old neighbor. Home Alone made me think that like being left home alone would be way more exciting than it ever was.
Yeah. You just sit there and then every bump you're like...
Yeah, you watch that. You watch that movie when you're
paranoid.
Six.
You're like, ice someone.
Yeah, when the you're six, you're like, it's "Oh, like I'm going to get left quiet. Home alone, and it's going to be amazing. I'm going to get to set traps." So, like, spend the next 6 years of your life planning it. When you're finally left home alone, you just watch.
You
Victoria's
just set up a bunch of lame
on repeat.
When I was a kid, I used to take
a different kind
fishing
of
line. There's a bookcase and then a railing upstairs. When I was a kid. And I took fishing line, and I'd loop the fishing line back and forth between the bookcase and the railing. And then when my grandfather came up, he would trip on the fishing line and smash into the ground.
That sounds...
What the fuck?
He was pissed. Grandfather.
Well, okay.
Just imagine
walking
up the stairs, an asshole. Trip on fishing line because my
little baby Dakota has accidentally set some saw-like traps. I watched Home Alone, and this thing I know he's got a chain on his face.
Let me preface this. This dude was...
Please add context.
An asshole meth addict. He deserved it.
Uh-huh. All right, fair.
Yeah. Anyway, so he
not
tripped on
that
it.
One.
And he was pissed. So, anyway, I've been there. I understand what he feels.
You've been home alone?
Yeah, many times.
Are you still home alone in here?
Yeah.
You got a new dog.
I did get a new dog.
You got a dog?
Her name's Oreo. Yeah. She's 4 months
awesome.
Old.
What
she's
kind
a,
of dog?
She's a starving street dog.
How's her
that's
cream
what kind of dog
taste?
She is.
Jesus.
What? You fucking weirdo.
Kill yourself.
This is a dog we're talking
Sam,
about.
Sam, there is the door. Okay.
If there's anything that people love more, it's animals. Like, somebody get murdered right in front of them, as long as it meant that the dog got saved.
Yeah.
It's true. I'm not wrong.
Dogs are innocent.
Anyway, she's 4 months old. She's a rescue. She came from Texas.
Did she rescue you, or did you rescue her?
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't know how I got here. No, she's a great cuddler, though. She sleeps on my chest while I sleep.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Dogs are the best.
I'm pretty.
Oh, I gotta go on my cat.
Fucking
rant.
Cats.
I gotta go on my cat rant. Finish your.
I was gonna say though, I'm pretty sure she was a starving street dog though, because she like loves food and like all you can see is her ribs. Mm. Like when we rescued
Damn.
Her, yikes. She only weighs like 20 pounds. Yeah, that's pretty rough.
No, she weighs 120 pounds.
No, not yet. Eventually.
Nah. Big
my biggest
dog.
Dog's 102 pounds. He's a fucking tank.
Is he a chubster?
No, he isn't. He's just a. Like a broad, big dog.
He's a big boy.
He's a big boy. I love
He's
him
He's a big
too.
Boy.
His name's Spot.
Spot. Oh, yes. I remember you yelling at Spot while playing World of Warcraft.
Spot, you son of a bitch. Fucking queen, what are you chewing on?
How's this
I'm trying
taste?
To tank. Was I tanking?
At that time,
probably.
Maybe.
Anyway.
That might have been the Zibnar days, so I was probably...
Zibnar!
DPS. For all you true believers. All
right, Tom, cat rant.
I want to hear about you guys talk about World of Warcraft.
Yeah, me and
hours.
Sam are riveted. All
right, okay.
I'll take
start
on
at the beginning.
I'll take on
Probably
Sam's
wondering
posture
how I got
here.
Here.
This will reflect how much I care.
Cats. Why?
The musical.
Cats fucking suck.
He is nice when he's nice. But just think about this for
the
a moment.
Cat owns you, man.
There's like this phrase...
You don't have a cat. You live with a cat.
It's true.
Why would anyone subject themselves to that? It's an animal.
That's a good question.
That That cat is this, your dom.
Cats don't care about any, like, you at all. And I think that's pretty obvious to most people.
They eat your face within like 10 minutes of you dying.
Yeah.
The dog will wait like a week.
They only go for the eyes, the dogs.
Actually, I went to a call where a dog ate a guy's face.
Damn.
He was dead. Yeah.
I would hope so.
No, he was alive.
Did he still have his hiccups?
Yeah, after he blew his half his face off with a shotgun. Anyway.
Cats.
Cats.
Dogs are happy
cats.
When you get home. They are happy to see you. They
always.
They're love thrilled. You.
Yep. No matter what.
You coming home is the greatest thing in their life at that moment.
Right.
When you come home to a cat, they're just like, okay, you're back. When are you feeding me?
Right.
Are you going to go feed me now?
Where the fuck did you go?
Yeah, it's just like, oh, whatever. They are just selfish bastards.
Right.
100% of the time.
Right.
They don't give you affection. They lay near you, and then if you pet them, you're deriving affection from them. They're not actually affectionate.
Right. Whereas my dog will come up and literally lay on me
and
fall asleep because they love me.
Now I'm seeing the studio audience is showing a video of my cat being an idiot.
He's being pretty cute. I'm not going to lie.
Don't fall for it, Corey. You don't need a fucking cat.
Actually, like cats. I'm not down
with
this
at
all.
Hang on.
You need a dog.
Back up,
Corey.
Corey needs a cat because he has a god dang bird infestation.
I do. I have a bird. Have I talked about the bird problems?
I don't know.
Let's talk about it.
I must have at some point talked about the birds because the birds are an escalating problem in my home. So last year, around this time of year, you know, spring going into summer, I remember this so distinctly. I was sitting at my desk. I was at my office. And I'm you know, looking at my computer and playing a game or something. Masturbating, you know,
I laughed
whatever.
Because I remember the
whatever
story.
I
want to point that out. I wasn't just laughing at him sitting at his desk.
Yeah. So I'm looking at my screen and I see something out of the corner of my eye. And there's the reflex of your brain where it's like, what the fuck's that? Like, you have to look. You you snap your head over.
And break your neck.
Yeah, and I go, whew, and I swing my head over, and I see a bird in the doorway of my office.
Just like walking.
Yeah, it's literally just it's like strutting by, and my brain goes, oh, it's a bird. Okay, you know, because it's like the first instinct is
monkey brain.
Yeah, the lizard brain is like
bird cool.
Yeah, we need to figure out what that is, and then the lizard brain is like, okay, it's just a bird. It's not a threat. And then I looked back at my screen, and then like about like a half second later, it was like, wait. There's a bird in my house. And so it was a bitch. I chased it all around my fucking house. And I eventually got all the doors closed. It was chilling. It was on that ceiling fan right there on the top. And I got the door open and the screen open. And I managed to chase it out the door. I'm like, that was weird. I don't know how. Like, did it follow me in? Like, how did that bird get here? And then about a week later, I come home from work. And I go up into my office. And there's a bird in my office. And I'm like, okay. And then this time, it just flew right out the front door. It knew where to go. It knew what was up.
It's like, oh, okay, I know what's going on here.
Maybe you're supposed to follow it like the Matrix.
Yeah. And then it happened again, and then it didn't happen again after that. So, like, that was weird. And I remember thinking the third time, it's like, birds are pretty intelligent animals, you know? And it really, really bothered me. I know there's a hole in my roof up in the corner there in the soffit. And I know I've seen the bird going in and out of there. So I know that's where he's chilling, right? But I don't know how he gets from there into my house.
Through
right?
the vents.
Nope. I covered every vent. I closed all the vents.
What about that one?
A bird cannot fit through that vent.
There's a big old fucking hole in it.
There's a bird-sized hole.
Right.
So I couldn't figure out where the birds were coming in. But I was like, you know, birds are pretty smart. I would think that eventually the bird would associate, well, when I go through that hole there, this big scary guy chases, I get trapped in this place where there's no food for hours, and then this big scary guy chases me. So I thought maybe the birds wised up, and they're like, nah, that place isn't cool anymore. We don't go there anymore.
That's a loud city.
Cue to this year, I come home from work one day, there's a bird. And the bird was in my house. The bird shit on my bathroom towels.
Awesome.
The bird,
that's
the bird,
fucking great.
The bird just shit everywhere. It was unbelievable. And so, And so I chase it outside the house.
And you're then, rat tailing it.
Yeah,
get
yeah.
Get out of here, you little fucker.
And then two or three days later, I come home. There are three birds in my office.
That's awesome.
There's
this is so great.
They didn't crap anywhere as far as I could. Those ones didn't. The one was just having
imagine
a
imagine if they shit on your computer.
I'd be
and
pretty,
like you just went through the fan vent and like
I figured it out at some point. I'm not a bird autist. They're just, you know, medium-sized blackbirds. They're not like crows or any
common thing. Do they sing in the dead of night?
Blackbirds sing in the dead of night.
Tom got it.
Yeah, so.
Take these broken wings and learn to fly.
Corey.
Yeah.
All my life.
You should get the birds a trapeze.
You were only waiting
Boo.
For this moment
do you know why?
To
Thank
arise.
You. Why?
Blackbirds.
You know why, Sam?
Do you know why?
Black
Please.
Because then you could flip the bird.
Excellent. So I haven't had a bird problem in a while now. I haven't
got a deer problem now.
The birds are unspotted for a couple weeks.
What's with the deer?
Those are my mom's deer.
Those are Christmas deer.
They are Christmas
deer.
Why
are they in your house?
I mean, they're not.
June?
They're not out. They're not like placed decoratively. They're just there, right?
It's true. Do you ever put a saddle on him and pretend you're a cowboy?
You weren't supposed to know
only
about
that. Only in his private times.
Yeah.
That's during his webcam shows.
Only when the birds aren't watching.
Yeah. So the birds. The birds are a problem.
The birds! You ever seen that movie?
Yeah.
You ever seen Birdemic?
The bees!
Yeah,
that's the
greatest film of all time. Oh, gotta go. There's a cougar over there.
You know what I'm saying.
I guess so. See ya. That movie's great.
I figured out too, when I figured out what kind of birds they were, I figured out how long they nest for, and it pretty much lined up for the duration of my bird problems.
90 years.
Yeah. It's like, it was like 4 or 5 weeks or something, and then they leave.
Some people say once the bird has chosen you, it never leaves.
Corey turns into the fucking crow.
Yeah.
I am the bird.
And then gets killed by a prop gun on set.
It's like the most boring Batman origin story ever.
Yeah, he got
The Crow was a great movie. How fucking dare you?
No, I'm not making fun of The Crow. I'm talking about like in our
you
world.
You would like The Crow.
I would, of course.
It's like so.
Can you take me higher?
The Crow is the Creed of movies.
Yeah.
How fucking dare you?
The Creed of movies.
I'm just picturing Corey running
around. No, Wanted
around in
is
like
the creed of movies.
Costume.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's more like
that's this. Not true either.
And you're playing me. What's their other song? They have that one and like one more song. And it's always.
Is
Can You Take Me Higher?
Karate.
Okay, what's the.
Oh,
Titan
oh,
A.E.
Let me go. Shimmy, Cocoa Puffs.
Huh? Titan A.E. Do you remember that movie?
Yeah, I remember Titan A.E.
There's a Creed song in that. Was it Can You Take Me Higher or was it a different one?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Yes, what I remember about Titan
AE. Who would know that?
What I remember about Titan AE was that I felt so badass going to see it because there was a part where he gets kind of shot and there's blood.
Yeah.
And like I went with the cool kids from my area.
From Anime Club.
And I was Anime and we were Club. Walking out and I felt so badass. And I was like, man, there was blood in that movie. It was great. And they were like, we saw Mission Impossible the other day and it had way more blood than that. And I felt like the biggest
cleavage.
Totally took the wind out of my sails, and I was still a loser.
And then you saw Starship Troopers.
16 years later.
Speaking of, have any of you guys seen Mission Impossible Fallout yet?
No.
I told you I'd seen it.
You did? Okay.
Yeah.
We covered this.
I just watched that movie again last week. Very good. Reminded me.
We saw Godzilla.
Yeah.
Oh, how was it?
That was some sweet monster scenes in it.
Oh, I couldn't go. I had a Dota series that game. That
yeah,
night.
We invited you.
Yeah. We Watch won 2-0. Well, this is a bit of a story, actually.
Oh,
League
boy.
Of Legends
so I'll try to make
Dota.
This,
we go.
I'll try
Dota
to make this
time.
Brief because it's Dota and it's
Here
boring for everybody
go.
But me. But the team we played against.
How about you talk about WoW and you talk about Dota
yeah.
at the same time?
This,
all right, so we
the,
were doing this
it's not
dungeon.
Sir, please.
And continue.
No, I'm.
It's
and,
not strictly a Dota story. All right, on hold. If it becomes a Dota story, you can continue. How's that?
I will take one home, though.
Okay, so...
We were playing with Sam.
I can't speak.
I'm anyway, stuck.
I will take one home.
Continue.
Though.
I will stop.
So we were...
I got a beer from the beer fairy.
Are you planning jokes out live?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't give a shit about Dota.
So,
league is better.
So I'm in this amateur league. I have a team of people that I play with regularly. The team we played against, it was a best of two series, so two games in a row. Game one was really long, and we won like really close game. And then the second game, we did some really weird shit, and we completely destroyed them, and it was really fun. Well, then it turned out that one of the guys on the other team streamed the game, like, with his, like, in the group chat and stuff, like, with his team. And this guy was so tilt. This guy was, like, griefing his team, basically, after the first game. Like, the second game, he muted his mic, and he was, like, typing to his team in the chat instead of talking to them. He's, like, telling them all to fuck off. And I'm pretty sure we disbanded a team. Nice. By being
what was
so
the name of the team?
Unicorn Rainbow.
It was called, well, I Bought Artifact for Dota Plus. That was the name of the team.
But wait, was that actually a thing? If what? You bought Artifact, did you get Dota Plus?
Yeah.
How long?
Like 6 months or something. I don't remember.
I didn't get Dota Plus.
Yeah, you did. You got to boot Dota 2.
I would never boot that game.
Well, then what do you want Dota Plus for?
For all my stats.
You know, Tom, Sam, League of Legends is where it's at.
Nah.
Way fucking better
Riot
than Dota.
Games is a shit show.
Nah, don't worry about the lawsuits. Just play the fucking game.
All right.
I think it's easier. It's more slimmed down. Like, Corey, you're a mastermind at Dota.
Yep.
Whereas League is
top
like,
tier player.
You just fucking cut all the bullshit out and you just go.
Did you guys see the Rockstar Games stuff that came out?
No.
There are a bunch of people who used to work for Rockstar who are all coming out now and talking about what it was like working for Rockstar.
Oh, jeez.
And
yes.
It turned out basically that like the two brothers who sort of own Rockstar or the in charge of Rockstar,
Rock and Star.
They like them and they're like their right hand guy, like some executive guy. They're like all gigantic assholes, and all of their like if you want to get anywhere in the company, you have to go with them. You have to get invited first, and then you have to go with them to these like after work party event things that are all at like strip clubs and casinos and
oh,
like
sweet.
And like they're
just
all
just a bunch of blow.
They're all like turbo degenerates, and you have to be super like you have to basically degrade yourself to get anywhere in your career at Rockstar Games.
Oof.
It's pretty bad.
Is this surprising information?
It's interesting.
The people that make games about nothing but going to strip clubs and killing hookers.
Yeah.
They love church on Sundays.
What's that? Sorry.
Stealing cars.
Oh yeah. Yep. Among other things.
Stealing autos. Grand thefting.
Stealing prostitutes and killing casinos.
Yep. That doesn't. All right.
Wait a minute.
Dakota just says decided to leave.
Bye, Dakota.
Or Jack. I don't know what I'm supposed to call that guy.
Yes.
Both are acceptable, I'm assuming.
Yeah, you can do it either way.
But I never know which
just
one I want to...
The garbage man.
He's going by
Steve. Steven.
Steven.
Stinky Pete.
Can we just make that a gag? He can't hear us now. So can we just call him a different name every time?
Yeah, sure.
From now on.
All right.
I'm fine with that.
That's
okay.
Fine.
He's never going to listen to this, so...
No.
Nobody
I mean, I'm pretty
is.
Sure he'll pick up on it pretty quickly, right? We can only call him Dave so many times before he's like, what are you guys doing?
Wait a minute. That's not my name. It's not my name or my fake name.
Alrighty. On that note.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. Well, nope. What did we learn today?
Oh, my God.
You know what I learned? It's a slippery slope into crapping your pants, but you can be certain that the first step is not mowing your lawn.
What about 4 Loko?
That's like step two.
Okay.
After you stop mowing your lawn, then you're like, well, what am I going to do with all this time that I would normally spend mowing the lawn? 4 Loko.
I can say, based on a talk shop survey, Game of Thrones was so bad that only 17 people watched the finale.
That's official statistics, by the way.
Official talk shop viewership study.
Holy shit. I learned that if you're going to go drinking all night and you need to take a massive shit in the morning, it's going to sound like beef stew in the toilet.
Jesus, that was quite the description.
Yeah, I think it was apt.
Pretty vivid. Sam, what'd you learn?
Yeah, that's me. Sitting there at the mic, can't think of a thing to say. You're probably wondering how I got in that situation.
No.
Well, to tell you that, I'm going to have to take it back to 5 years.
What if we just
when
did?
My phone rang and Tom was on the other end. Hey, man, want to be on a podcast?
Want to be in a band?
It wasn't 5 years. We haven't been doing this for 5 years.
16 years ago.
25 years ago.
In a helicopter over Saigon.
Our story begins 400 years ago.
during the Shang Dynasty.
All right, that's it. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yep. Thank you all. As always, tell a friend and be sure to smash that motherfucking button.